Motorsport 411 presents
all the four and two-wheeled action.
Motorsport 411 with Sean Cardavillas.
Welcome to Motorsport 411, your home for all your four and two-wheel action in Africa. Coming up in this episode, we recap the second round of the Rally Raid series held in Soysambu, and we continue our build-up to the 2023 WRC Safari Rally as we feature local driver Nikhil Sachania.
All the four and two-wheeled action. Motorsport 411.
Welcome to the episode. So the second round of the Rally Raid series was held in Soysambu, Naivasha. Ross Field and Quentin Savage finished first overall, followed by Tim Jessop, who was also the first bike rider. Alistair Keith and Charles Mosley finished third overall, followed by Chinua Mataru and Raju Chagga, while Ian Duncan and Jasbal Mataru finished fifth. After the event, I got to speak to the winner, Ross Field. Ross, thank you so much for speaking to us on Motorsport 411. Congratulations. It was a bike that won last time, Tim Jessop. You must be glad to get one up on him.
Yes, Sean, thanks for having us. Yes, the bikes haven't been on top for a while, so it was good for them to get one over the cars. But I'm glad that we've gone back to normality with the cars coming back on top.
The weather conditions have been a concern, so to speak. There's been a lot of rain of late. How was it there?
You know, the weather gods definitely blessed us. Weeks before, Soysambu has been underwater, and we had two glorious days. Absolutely perfect conditions. We couldn't ask for anything better.
Do you think that gave the advantage to you in terms of the cars versus bikes?
You know, it's going to be slippery for both the bikes and the cars when it's wet. We're only two-wheel drive, so that does give us a little bit more of a challenge. But yeah, the weather will disadvantage or advantage both of us, I think, fairly equally. We're open vehicle and they're open, obviously. So we're sort of quite similar. I don't think any gain to anyone, really.
Tim did finish second on the bike, so it looked like it was always going to be close, huh?
Yeah, after the first day, I think there was only about 15 seconds between me and Tim. We managed to pull out about a half an hour lead at the end of the race, so we managed to get quite a good advantage. He got a few penalties, so that always helps. But yeah, he's winning the overall championship. We're going to have to get some lady luck to get those points back for the overall.
Did you compete in the first round?
We did compete in the first round. Unfortunately, I tried to reverse up a hill and my gearbox decided that it was probably pushing the limits a bit, and we blew the gearbox, unfortunately.
Okay. In terms of entries, I understand that there were a couple of withdrawals just before the start. How were the entries?
Yeah, we had 17 people signed up. Unfortunately, two people had to withdraw for personal reasons, so 15 were on the start line. We are definitely getting up there. There are quite a few names missing, so it seems like the sport is growing and heading in the right direction, which is kudos to the organizers.
Yeah, with Rally Raid, it looks like the competition is getting stiffer each year. How did you find it over the weekend?
Yeah, there are a number of CRTs, there's a number of bowlers coming in, there's competition growing all the time. We are lucky we've had quite a number of years of experience. Me and Quentin seem to work very well, so at the moment, I think we still might be able to hold our championship on for this year if we push hard. But as I say, we need some luck this year since we lost the first one.
For those that don't know, just tell us about the rules of Rally Raider. Just tell us a bit about the route this weekend.
Yeah, so we compete over 2 days. The first day was 70Ks. The second day was about 160Ks. Rally Raider is a tulip note, so quite basic note. But then in between there, you got off-piste, which is a GPS waypoint where you have to go point to point. So it is obviously a timed event. We are basically a mini Dakar rally, and that's the sort of format we are trying to get and trying to emulate.
And can you tell us about your vehicle?
Yeah, my vehicle is a CRT. It's made by Century Racing in South Africa, who also do Dakar vehicles, the CR6 and CR7. It's a 1UZ engine, so the V8 Toyota engine, two-wheel drive, got a big American rear diff. Other than that, it's pretty standard Toyota Hilux hubs and parts. It's a very good light vehicle, very good suspension travel, and it's been fantastic for over the 5 years that we've been doing it.
We've seen the difference between the two-wheel drives and four-wheel drives in the main Dakar. In terms of the local rally raid, what sort of disadvantages and what advantages do you have over your four-wheel drive counterparts?
Yeah, so we're running a bit wider and a bit more travel on suspension, so that obviously gives us, we're a lot more stable and can go over rougher things a little bit more easy than our sort of the Bolas and the Land Rovers. But obviously the four-wheel drive, if it was wet, they would have had a huge advantage going through the mud as opposed to us just spending our life sideways.
Good to see Ian Duncan back. He was missing in the first event, so it was good to see him back.
Yeah, so, you know, to have Ian back any time is great for your sport, and he brings so much to the plate. He's got a nice big engine with a supercharger in it. His lap times when he was going well are completely up there. I think he was the fastest on lap two on the second day. So when he gets it right, he's going to be giving us a run for our money.
Just a word about the organizers, the officials. A lot of people giving up their time, but it seems to be in a good place, Rally Raid. A very nice weekend for the families, huh?
Yeah, you know, the officials, Tana, Anthony, Ann Troughton, Tim Jessup, you know, they have really pulled Rally Raid back to where it should be. Such a great atmosphere, such great competitors. There's no politics. It's more of a fun weekend. And when we put on our helmets, yeah, we race.
Yeah, it looks like other forms of motorsport. We saw with the Rallycross last weekend. There's also your Rally Raid, the likes of Enduro and all. They're picking up in popularity.
Yeah, I think, you know, Rally Raid, it's in terms of price, it's a much cheaper form of motorsport. We're going to great places around our beautiful country, you know, camping to great locations, great bunch of people. There's no politics involved at the moment, and everyone's getting on. So, you know, I encourage people to come try it. It's such a great sport.
So it was great to see you back to winning ways. Do you see yourself really fighting for the championship? I'm sure you want the championship, huh?
Of course. You know, we've had it the last 6 years or 5 years. I can't remember really. But we're the first race at a disadvantage. It's going to make it difficult, but we're going to try our hardest. That's for sure.
Where do you see Raid going in terms of here? Do you see an international event coming?
You know, it'd be great to have an international event. It would be great to get some of the South African boys up here and us to go down there, want to learn. And, you know, we need to take it to the next level. We do have great places to raid, and I'm sure the South Africans would like to come and race up here. So we need to build it, and we need to build it so we can get more exposure, we can get more sponsors, and we can get more people into the sport. That's the only way the sport can grow.
I guess it's about cost and sponsorship. Do you see yourself competing in, say, one or two events in South Africa? That really is the holy grail of Rally Raid, huh?
I would love to. You know, you'd love to go and do the South African series. You'd love to do the Moroccan series or the Dubai. But as you said, it all comes down to sponsorship and money. We've been at the top of the game here, so it would be nice to test ourselves to the next level. But yeah, sponsorship is key.
And your vehicle, you're quite happy with it. Do you see yourself upgrading in the future?
No, you know, we're quite lucky. We've got six or seven of us with the same vehicle, so it makes it quite interesting. So while everyone has the same vehicle and similar vehicles and similar engines, it's sort of quite relatively fair. So I don't see any point of upgrading and spoiling what we have. You know, you can go bigger and better, but who are you racing against? Where at the moment it all seems quite fast.
That's true, I guess. When is the next raid?
Next raid is end of August.
Okay, so I guess it gives you plenty of time to prepare for that one, huh?
Yes, we have a lot of time to get our vehicles back into shape, and obviously there's a Rhino Charger between there, so people are quite interlinked into the sport, so there's a bit of juggling going on there.
Are you involved with the Rhino Charge yourself?
Yes, I run for and navigate for Sean Miller and Team 40.
And how are the preparations going for that?
Yes, it's going pretty well. The car seems to be all running. We tested last weekend, Sean did, and got all the tracking devices in. So fingers crossed we're there.
All right, fantastic. The best of luck to you guys at the Rhino Charge, and thank you so much for speaking to us. Congratulations for winning the Rally Raid, Ross Field.
Thanks, Sean. We'll catch you soon.
We'll be back.
All the 4 and 2 wheeled action. Motorsport 411.
So welcome back. Now, the build-up continues to the 2023 WRC Safari Rally, which is set to be held between the 23rd and the 26th of June. Nikhil Sachania is a former Motorsports Personality of the Year, and the paraplegic will be competing in the main class. I got to speak to Sachania recently, and I started off by asking about his KCB sponsorship and how that has boosted him ahead of the event.
Yeah, really appreciate the support from KCB. Since last year, they've supported us. Last year, they supported us in the WRC and a few of the KNRC events. This year, we're looking at the support from them during the WRC. I mean, it's a fantastic opportunity they've given me. I'm, you know, very grateful for their support. Obviously, it helped us quite a bit in regards to monetary terms, you know, getting the correct pass for the car and obviously the correct spec of tires, spec of fuel, just to make sure we can participate in the WRC in the correct manner. Yeah,
the preparation is slightly different this year. We had the Equator Rally; it was all the way in Voi. How different is it? You know, before you would get to use certain sections of the route ahead of the Safari Rally. How different was it rallying in Voi this year?
Yeah, I mean, I really enjoyed the Voi Rally. I think we had it in December last year for the closing round. It was really fun. Like the terrain, but it's very hot. It was quite, I think a lot of drivers were fatigued from the heat. Luckily, we weren't the guys who were quite fit, I think. But yeah, it was good fun, a good change from the usual AARCs we've been doing for the past years. Yeah, it was good. It was good eye-opening. Maybe the WRC, you know, is taken to Tavetta sites. Might be a good challenge for the international crews.
The conditions look to be very different this year. There's been very, very heavy rain. No doubt you've seen the video of Anwar Siddi, who's one of the organizers of the Safari Rally there along the route, how wet it is down there. What sort of challenges does that bring to you?
Yeah, I mean, we all know how wet it gets in that area and how unpredictable the rain is in that region. We've done an ARC when it was really wet, I think just before the WRC event, and it was quite difficult, quite challenging. I think it's not just about the pace knows, it's about actually seeing what where you're going and how to actually attack certain areas. I think if it is going to be a full wet rally, I think it will be a real challenge for even the international drivers, and also the local crews will have a, I think it'll be a good fight between the two. Yeah.
You're a former Motorsportsman of the Year, Motorsports Personality of the Year. You've received a lot of help just a couple of years ago from the FIA in terms of the equipment for your car. Just tell us the equipment you've got in your car to make it compatible, to make it, ready for the WRC category.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, just before the WRC return, they did... They supplied us with a fuel tank, a fuel cell, the fire suppression kit, and a full overall set for myself. And then obviously they did provide, they came down to Kenya to have to inspect the vehicle itself for all the hand controls that have been installed and give a certificate of adaptations to make sure that, you know, it's homologated for myself when I'm driving that car.
For those that don't know you, you are a paraplegic, so you got the controls on the steering wheel. Just tell us a bit about the controls on your car.
Yeah, it's quite simple. On the steering wheel, I've got a ring that when you press down, it pushes the accelerator, and there's a ring at the back of the steering wheel. When you pull forward or squeeze, it presses the brake. And then at the moment, I'm using automatic transmission, which is it's called the SST transmission from Mitsubishi, which I normally use in this manual mode. So it doesn't require a clutch, but it does a good job so far. So good, touch wood. Yeah.
a word about Deep, your navigator, Deep Patel. Of course, he's been your long-term navigator. Just a word about him.
Yeah, Deep, he's doing pretty well. We finished the ERC together. We were very happy with that. He's also very excited for the next event, especially for the WRC. I think we're all set to go and get things going.
You've also got a very good team behind you as well. Just tell us about your team.
Yeah, our team manager is Tino Khan. The car's under preps at the moment. We're doing the Nakuru Rally, so that'll be a little just a warm up for the just before the WRC. So the car's set to go. He's most of the people know who Tino is. He does a fantastic job on the car. And, guiding us as to how to approach stages and, where we're messing up, we get a good mouthful from him.
This would not be possible without your family. Just tell us about their support.
Yeah, I mean, my dad and mom have supported me since 2014 when I started rallying, when I made a decision to get back to motorsports. They've always been very helpful, mentally, financially, they've helped me through the years that I've been motoring. I really appreciate them. Hopefully they'll be there for the Nakuru Rally and the WRC. It's always fun to have them around. They don't usually come that often now, but when they're around, it makes everything more lively.
It does pose its challenges, particularly with all the controls at the steering wheel and things like that. What sort of exercises, what sort of physical preparations do you do for these events?
I used to go to the gym quite often. Now I kind of do home workouts since COVID kind of stepped in, and it just makes it a bit easier for me to get around. But I do a lot of physiotherapy. Just for the lower body, but a lot of it is it's more mentally kind of, a lot of people ask, well, how do you do all these things together with your hands, because you're steering, throttling, braking, changing gears with just two hands, and the thing I say, it's kind of second nature now. It's a lot of practice, but it is now second nature to what I do.
You've had a lot of support from Karim Patel. We see your teams together a lot at rallies. Just a word about that.
Yeah, I mean, both Karim and I started in the same year. I think he started a few rallies before me. And our dads, they were teammates. They were driver navigator. So we've grown up together from a very, very young age. We're like brothers. So, I mean, he's doing fantastic. He won the championship last year. He's trying to gun for the ERC. This year, we wish him all the support and luck that we can from our side here.
Rallying is in transition at the moment. We see the transition that's happening at the moment. The entries are a bit low. Just your general thoughts on the state of the sport?
Yeah, it is quite saddening to see the entries so low. Even myself, I didn't take part in the first event that came up. I think it's a lot to do with the economic times at the moment. It is quite challenging to raise the funds to drive. Obviously, there's a lot of politics internally within the rallying fraternity, which I don't like to get involved with, but I think everybody's aware of that. But there is, I think if the federation steps in, lowers some fees and maybe they're less strict in terms of what cars are being used and stuff, I'm sure the entries will pick up. And I think it's a matter of time. There's a lot of youngsters that are doing autocross. I've seen they're driving fantastically, even in the Clubman rallies. And I'm sure that they, we would love to see them in the bigger picture now. And I'm sure they need to do something for them.
Nikhil, how much of a privilege is it? How proud do you feel to be competing in the WRC Safari Rally?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great opportunity that I am getting. It's my third WRC, and we've been improving slightly every year. Just to see the firsthand the works cars, the works drivers, meeting them up front, just getting to socialize with them. It's a really nice experience. There's a lot of exposure I get from the media abroad. last year, I think the Japanese magazine, they came up, they featured me as well. So it's nice to be portrayed out there and representing Kenya.
Your expectations for the safari, what would you be happy with?
Yeah, so last year, I think we were looking at like a top 15 finish. I think we're aiming for that this time as well. I know last year we had a slight trouble on the last stage where we got bogged down and, you know, we managed to get out, but we did lose a lot of time and we were sitting about, I think, 12th or 15th, somewhere there at that time. So my aim is there. I know our car isn't the top of the top right now with the R3s and obviously the Rally 2s and all of those in there. So I think, you know, we'll give them a little run for their money. And hopefully if it rains, you know, it'll level the playing field.
You have your old faithful, the Evo 10. How long do you plan to stay with that? Do you plan on upgrading the car at any point?
Obviously, we always speak of upgrading to another car, but at the moment, I think we'll be looking at, because right now I'm running a stock ECU, a stock everything, to be honest, and maybe the next step is to kind of upgrade the ECU, you know, get a sequential gearbox, get that homologated for me by the FIA, and then see how that kind of pans out through there.
Nikhil, thank you so much for speaking to us on Motorsport 411. We really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
That's Nikhil Sachania, who'll be competing in the 2023 WRC Safari Rally. We'll be back.
Motorsports 411 with Sean Cardavillis.
So that's it for the show this week. Our thanks very much to Ross Field and Nikhil Sachania. Our thanks as always to Big City Studio. I'm Sean Cardavillis. See you next week.